I'm telling you, you know, and I got to say, you know, a lot of times in my own life, you know, when I get the microphone, you know, I just kind of, you know, you feeling good. You know, Bishop actually get a testimony, and, you know, and he said, just be short, just get a testimony and be there. And I'm learning that. And I feel like I bless the people more when I give a short testimony than when I get up there and try to preach, because that's not what he told me to do. He told me to share the testimony. So that's what I'm going to do. And that's being done in decency and in order. See, I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm talking about me. And I had to check myself on that. See, when I got in the Word, it wasn't only through him teaching that, but it was when I got in the Word myself and I seen it. And I said, you know what? I've been wrong. Lord, I repent for that. You know, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. So, he says, you see, we must study the word and fill our spirit, man, with what it needs, the word. The Bible tells us in John Gospel 6:63. John Gospel 6:63. And this is a New King James translation. He says this, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Now, I like that. That's good. But I looked at this in the Good News translation. And this is what it said. Maybe it kind of blessed me a little more. It brought a little more revelation. Let me sit there right there. It brought a little more revelation. He said, the Good News translation says it like this. What gives life is God's spirit. Human power is of no use at all. The words I have spoken to you brings God's life-giving spirit. So what do I need to help my spirit grow or become more mature? Spirit words. Words that give the real me life. Hallelujah. You know, I look back at the book of Genesis. I know when me and the children, you know, we were trying to teach them that day when God created man from the dust of the ground. And Adam was just a body, just laying there. Now, you picture it in your mind, and you go back to the book of Genesis on this account, when God done this, it says that, and God formed man from what? The dust of the ground. And he was just a body, just laying there. And then it says, then God breathed into him the breath of life. Then that's when man became a what? A living being. Until that, he was just dirt. He was just a dead man there. I mean, just there. He had the body, all the physical signs of a man, but he was nothing until God did what? Breathe into him. You know, and I was studying this and I was reading over this, and I believe I heard the Lord say this right here, and I had to be corrected if I'm wrong, but this is what I believe I heard. I believe I heard him say this right here. He said, I spoke him into existence. Because see, just like he said, let there be light, and there was light. I believe Adam was laying there, not only did God didn't so physically just get up, but God said, man, live. And Adam had to get up. See, those are God's powerful words. When he speaks words, and I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but when he speaks his word, they don't ever return void or empty of promise. And those words are given to us to use in his right perspective, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, his word is truth. See, when you use it in his right place, it don't work some of the time. It ain't going to maybe work. It's going to always work. Always work. And the Bible said faith worketh by what? Love. You know, when we got that book, Love, the Way to Victory, I'm telling you, I don't know how many of y'all lives it changed, but it changed my life. I'm telling you, you know, I said that before. But, you know, it's just things that were brought to light that I could make corrections in. You know, my love walk. You know, it wasn't so much of my faith. I believe God, but a lot of things were being hindered because of my love. And I tell you this, and I know y'all heard me say it before, but if you're going to do anything, if you want to get some good practice in, start at your own front. Start at your own home. Start at your own home. You know, I can walk any kind of way in front of y'all, you know what I'm saying? put on a good show, and then get home and ain't got no respect for my wife and kid because I'm doing anything, saying anything, living any kind of way. And that's just the truth. So if you ever want to get a little practice in, start at home. Because I guarantee you, that's probably going to be your toughest front right there. That's going to be your toughest one. That'll be your toughest battle. Once you win home over, everything else will be easy to go. Because, see, you ain't got to go to them other places all the time, but home, you got to return. I guarantee you got to return home. If you want a home, praise God. But see, rightly dividing the word of truth so we can bear those fruits of righteousness, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Joshua 1 and 8. And then these scriptures tie into where I open up from in the Old Testament, from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. He said, Joshua 1 and 8, we know it oh so well. He said, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it. How often? Day and night. So that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then, everybody say only then. Only then you will prosper and succeed. And everybody say, and all that I do. And all that you do. See, only then when you do that. Because see, then you got the truth that's in front of you. Nothing else matter. The truth is in front of you. Rightly dividing it. Rightly speaking it from your mouth. What thus says the Lord. And when you do it, you can do it in love. You know, Jesus said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You know, sometimes me and my wife, you know, we have our disagreements. And Tim, sometimes just Tim. That's just the truth. Y'all pray for me. Sometimes Tim, just Tim. I'm getting better, though. Praise God. I'm getting better. It's just something about them Jones, that Jones spirit, that Jones family. We just, I don't know, some of us just think we just, I don't know, we know so much in some things. I'm just speaking the truth, Dad. But praise God, I thank God for my wife. She is so patient and so long-suffering with me. And I tell you, I don't think I could have drawn up and asked for a better wife, I promise you. Because he gave me what I needed. He knew what I needed in life, you know. And praise God, I thank God for it. But anyway, going on. You know, Psalms 1 and 1 and 3, it says, 1 through 3, I'm sorry. Book of Psalms. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. He said, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight, this translation says the law, but I like to say, they delight in the word of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along a riverbank, bearing fruit each season. And they prosper, everybody say, in all they do. In all they do, they prosper. Praise God. You know, I remember when I used to, that was one of the scriptures. When I first started coming back out here and I started reading my Bible, I got a hold of that scripture right there and I started getting my children, y'all read this scripture, get it in you. And I encourage you, share that scripture with your children. Because, you know, especially those that are in school or they're in college, you know, wherever they may be at, but if they're under your household, get them to read this scripture here. Oh, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night.